Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Words like Christian nationalism, like the new apostolic reformation. These are groups that you should get very schooled on, because they have a lot of power in Trump's circle. And the one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different,
is
that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
That's right.
The problem with that is that they are determining men are determining what God is telling them. And in the past, that so-called natural law is, you know, it's a pillar of Catholicism. Catholicism, for instance, has been used for good in social justice campaigns. Right. Martin Luther King evoked it in talking about civil rights. You have an extremist element of conservative Christians who say that this applies specifically to issues including abortion, gay marriage, and it's going much further than that.
First of all, she's blowing this all out of proportion. This is the problem I have with the news, is that they take one opinion and they blow it up as if it's a national disaster. I mean, what part of what she said that Christians don't believe in? This is one person with one opinion and it's wrong. Human rights do come from God. How can you deny basic principles like love thy neighbor, do not rob, steal, kill, or bear false witness? You know why we have these laws? Because they're natural. In ancient times, there were no boundaries. And now we're seeing a rise in violence from those who don't have faith in a higher power. I mean, why would they? There's nothing to say, you should not do this. This is not appropriate. Do as you feel. We have to respect how you feel on the inside. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. But let's see what the bishop has to say. He does a better job than I do.
With Bishop Barron, I want to share with you some reflections on a clip I saw. I think it came out last night. Heidi Prisbelow.
Yeah, we heard it.
Politico was on MSNBC. It was one of the most disturbing and frankly dangerous things I've ever seen.
We agree.
In a political conversation. She's going after what she calls Christian nationalism. But what she said was, there are these Christian nationalists out there who are claiming that our rights don't come from any, you know, human authority. They come from God. And she specified, you know, that they're claiming, these weirdos, that they're coming, you know, not from the Supreme Court or from Congress. Well, first of all, it was Thomas Jefferson who made that claim.
Amen.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. And may I say, everybody, it is exceptionally dangerous when we forget the principle that our rights come from God and not from a government.
Amen.
Because the basic problem is, if they come from the government or Congress or the Supreme Court, they can be taken away by those same people. This is opening the door to totalitarianism. This is not some kind of religious nationalism or sectarianism.
Right.
It's one of the sanest principles of our democratic governance, that our rights come from God. Yes, government exists to secure these rights, the Declaration says, not to produce them. It is exceptionally dangerous to go down this road because, as I say, we lose our groundedness in something transcendent and become, therefore, by that very move, victims of a potentially totalitarian state that can take away the same rights that they gave us in the first place.
Amen.
So can I just say that in their enthusiasm, I suppose, you know, to go against so-called Christian nationalism,
right,
they're actually going against the foundations of our democracy. And it's a further evidence of this extreme hostility of the left now toward religion. No, precisely as an American, I want to hold that my rights come not from something as vacillating and unreliable as Congress or the Supreme Court.
Right.
They come from God.
Amen, amen, amen. That was a mic drop. Our rights do not come from man, and we should always look toward the Creator. Brothers and sisters, it looks like there is attack on our religion. Brothers and sisters, it looks like there is an attack on our religion. It seems that everywhere you turn nowadays, people are talking about Christian nationalism and do not understand that even if there is a separation of church and state, doesn't mean that each one doesn't have a right to exist. If you believe in American values, you have to let these people know that this is not right, that we are going to stand up for our country and we are going to stand up for Christianity. It seems like everyone is being attacked. Recently, Candace Owens was blackballed and demonized for her faith. In the video, she explains the agenda of tearing down Christian nationalism and how we can't just sit down and let it happen. I'll make sure I put the video somewhere right here. So what do you think? Do you think this is a systematic attack on Christian values? Do you think that the media is trying to tear down those who still believe in God and his laws? And what did you think about the bishop's response? Let me know below. Well, if you like that video, make sure that you subscribe. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.